Since the war in Iraq began, Palestinians, like so many people around the world, have been glued to their television sets and radios to find out what's happening. Some have also turned out in frequent anti-war demonstrations to show their support for Iraq and their anger at the United States. When Palestinians turn on the television news, the first thing they see is the war in Iraq. Images of airplanes dropping bombs, heavily armed coalition soldiers moving through the streets of Iraqi cities, Marines kicking down doors as they look for Iraqi fighters, and Iraqi women cradling injured children, dismayed by the devastation around them.
We support the Iraqi people because they are people like us. So I don't think that this is the war against them. This is the war against civilians.
Rubba teaches English at the university in Ramallah. She says Palestinians identify with what's happening in Iraq because they suffer similar hardships under Israeli occupation. Since the current Palestinian uprising began in September 2000, Israeli troops and tanks have moved in and out of Palestinian cities. After a string of suicide bomb attacks against Israelis last year, Israeli troops reoccupied most West Bank population centers. Israeli forces have hunted down Palestinian militants, often killing civilians in the process. They've destroyed Palestinian homes, farms, and roads, and have often imposed curfews on entire towns and villages. These measures are necessary, Israel says, to protect against terrorist attacks. At present, curfews on most Palestinian areas have been lifted, although a travel ban remains in effect for Palestinians to go from the West Bank or Gaza Strip into Israel. Hassan Toubassi is a dentist in Ramallah. He and many Palestinians view the U.S.-led war against Iraq as an unjustified invasion.
There is no cause. It's an unfair war without any kind of cause. It's aggression.
Dr. Toubassi and many Palestinians dismiss the reasons the United States cites for the Iraq war. An address Thursday by U.S. President Bush to Marines in North Carolina was carried live by Arabic television channels. The American message of liberation does not resonate here. Many Palestinians say they and most other Arabs believe that America wants to control Iraq's oil wealth. And many, like Dr. Toubassi, believe it's also about the U.S. alliance with Israel.
I think it's forbidden for any country in the Middle East to achieve a certain limit of education, of civilization, that may threaten Israel in the future.
So you think there's a definite link in your mind between what's happening in Iraq and Israel?
Certainly. Certainly.
The U.S. government rejects such allegations, and Israeli leaders have made it a point to say that Israel is not involved in this war. At the same time, Israeli officials have voiced strong support publicly for the U.S.-led war, which they've described as a major thrust against terrorism. The Bush administration has said it will soon focus its attention on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and reveal the so-called roadmap, a step-by-step plan drawn up by the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, designed to lead to a final Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement and an independent Palestinian state. Again, Palestinians are skeptical. Professor Ali Jarbawi, a political scientist at Ramallah's Bir Zeit University, says Palestinians are angry and disappointed.
Palestinians feel angry and sad at the same time. Sad about what's happening to the Iraqi people, and angry because we see the American might against Iraq, and we don't see any movement on the Palestinian front.
Professor Jarbawi says Palestinians do not believe the United States is willing to pressure Israel to compromise. He says Palestinians now want deeds and not just words.
Maybe we are weak, but we are not stupid. We know that nothing is going to come out of this administration. It is an American map. It was put forward on the table, and under Israeli pressure, it was withdrawn. And since then, it was postponed. We're not very happy about this map, but we've accepted it. And we are awaiting not only for words, but for the deeds.
American officials have said the roadmap would be made public once the new Palestinian Prime Minister-designate, Mahmoud Abbas, forms his government. And that could be within a matter of days. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Ramallah.